Are you always feeling tired and overwhelmed? Oh, life can be that way sometimes, but good news is that I have one change that if you take a look at this and you are really honest with yourself, I can just imagine how much of a difference it makes for you because I know how much of a difference it has made for me. So, this is going to be incredible. This episode has been a long time coming, and I want to tackle it today because it is going to be incredibly helpful to you if you're always feeling tired and overwhelmed and you just aren't sure where to start. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. So I'm not going to keep you in suspense. Your one thing to focus on and to change is to limit your screen time. We need to get off of our phones. And whether it's your phone, your computer, your TV, whatever it is, when you start limiting your screen time, you will be shocked at how much better you feel. And I'm not saying this in judgment because I'm saying this to myself just as much. I have been really intentional in the last few months on really stepping away and being super aware of where I'm spending my time on screens. And it is so addicting. Like, I know that I am addicted to my phone and I have to pick it up. And I, now that I'm aware of it and I have that goal set to not be on it so much, I have to like pick it up and then physically like tell myself, I don't need to be on this, and I put it back down. But I've also had to put different things in place to help me stay off of it and to help me to cut those ties of having that addiction to just keep going back to and grabbing it. And I want you to be really aware of this. And maybe this is not something you struggle with. And if you don't, that is amazing. But if you're really, really honest with yourself, if you do struggle with this, or if you're not sure, be really, really honest with yourself and check and be like highly aware of where your attention is being pulled. Because when I started changing my habits when it came to screens, especially my phone, I felt so much better. I wasn't as tired. I wasn't as moody. I had more time because here's the thing. If you are on your phone, let's just say it's your phone. Even if you don't feel like you're on your phone that much, they are addicting. And you might not realize how often you are picking up your phone and opening it up and checking your messages, or you're picking up your phone and you're just swiping and you're not even necessarily going on for something, but you swipe and then you kind of look around your phone and then click on something because it catches your eye. Have you ever done that? I know I do that. And especially when I deleted Instagram off my phone, I was like searching for it. And then I'm like, oh, it's gone. Well, let me click on something else. And for some reason I decided like email was a big thing to check on my phone. Like, I never used to like be drawn to email, but now I find that if I'm not careful, I'm opening email multiple times a day, just checking to see if anything's there because I'm used to checking messages and checking for those notifications. And it has been so much better when I have been like, nope, I'm not doing it. I am turning it off. I'm putting it away. And I have a list of some ideas of ways that you can help yourself limit your screen time. But I do want you to really take a look at this. If you are feeling tired and overwhelmed, I want you to look at how much you are on your screens. And on phones especially, you can actually go to your settings, and there's it's a little bit different on iPhones versus Androids, but within there, both of them, you'll be able to tell how much time you spend on your screens. And some of them will even tell you how much time or how many times you've opened it, and how many times, like your pickups, and how many times you have just unlocked your phone to look at it. And so it's really, really interesting when you start looking at these numbers to see how much time you're spending, and whether it's 1 hour, 3 hours, 5, 6, 7 hours. Like, it's really common of people that I've been talking to, of myself when I wasn't doing this. It's really common to have 5 to 7 hours of screen time on your phone every day. Yeah, every day. And can you imagine, like, okay, even if you aren't getting rid of your phone completely, you're not getting rid of social media completely, but you limit it. Think of how much time you will have back. If you have 3 hours a day, or if you have 5 hours a day that you are spending on your phone, and you cut it in half, cut it in a quarter, even just take 1 hour off. Like, if you have 5 hours a day that you're spending, just knock it down to 4 hours, and you just got 7 hours back in your week to do things that you enjoy, or to spend time with your family, or to have those walks or workouts or meal preps. But if you're used spending 5 hours a day, and maybe you are at the point where it's like, I don't need to be on my phone so much, I'm going to limit it to 1 or 2 hours a day and just cut it down. Look at how much time you are getting back in your week to be really intentional on where you want to spend that time. And that is something that I have changed. And initially, when we first started the podcast, you might notice that we're not on social media very much. And it was very intentional because we wanted to have a place where we could have a community and to be able to talk to the listeners. And so I wanted to be able to connect with you, but we also didn't want to be addicted to social media. And so, as kind of an experiment, because prior to the podcast, I was building a business. I was in direct sales, and I still have that business, and I still help my customers there, but I have really limited where I'm showing up and how I connect with them. So for this podcast, I was like, okay, I have just been building a business on social media for 3 years, and I was on Instagram and on my phone all the time. And I didn't want to do that with the podcast if I didn't have to. So as an experiment, we decided, or I decided initially before Clara was with me, I decided that I was going to focus on the podcast, and I was going to just have my Facebook community as like my main one. And then obviously you have to have a page to like have your business to be able to create the group and all that stuff. But so anyway, long story short, Facebook was primarily what I decided to do. And the reason I decided to do Facebook is because I'm not as addicted to Facebook. I like the platform, but I don't catch myself just scrolling Facebook. Instagram, TikTok, I would just scroll and I would get lost. But Facebook wasn't as bad, and you had the option to have those groups and build the community. So when my younger sister Clara, if you're not around here, or if you haven't been around, my younger sister Clara, I can't talk. She is interning with me, and so she is helping me a ton with scheduling posts and doing all of that. So if you're in our community, you have probably talked with Clara. But that is something that we really decided to do, was to actually build the business without social media as much as we possibly could, because I wanted to be really intentional on how much time we were spending or weren't spending on screens. And it allows me to have more of those creative juices flowing so that I can actually work on the back end stuff on the projects and to bring you guys some really cool stuff in the future. We're working on all of that stuff. So Side note, this has nothing to do with that, but even without social media, this is a little business info for you if you're curious. Even without social media, we have been able to grow the podcast. We're at like 7 months right now, and we are at just under 15,000 downloads, which is really incredible based on all the numbers that I'm seeing for such a young podcast. And we have hit the top 25 self-improvement podcasts in four different countries. We're in the top 25 as of self-improvement podcasts, which is so incredible. So if you're in any of those countries, especially, thank you for listening. But and no matter where you are, thank you for listening. It has been so much fun, and we have not done it with pushing social media. I grabbed all the handles, and we did just do, you might have seen that we did a 9 grid on Instagram because we had some a few people finding us on there, and we didn't want it to just look like we weren't doing anything or like podcast wasn't a thing. So we just did a 9 grid to help people direct them where they wanted to go or where they need to go to find where we're a little bit more active. But we really wanted to be focused on that community and be able to really build it in there. So that's where our focus is on social media. And that has allowed us to build the business, but still have freedom from screens. And it was like the best decision ever. And I think Clara's super happy with it too, because she can focus on more of the back end organization things that we're doing too. And it has been so much fun, and we have still not missed out on being able to really connect with a lot of women. And it has been just, it's been incredible. And with that, we have still cut social media a ton. So you can still do things without spending all this time on social media. So I just want to make sure that you know that. And even before we started the podcast, I was on Instagram, especially, like I said, a lot. And when you are on it, you don't realize how much you're looking for all of the notifications and the messages. But since I wanted to be really intentional, I actually deleted all of the apps. I first tried to just time myself and lock myself out of them. And I would ignore the timer that tells me I'm out of time, and I would just keep going. And I'm like, nope, I can't do that. I need to actually delete it. So then I would delete it. And like, or I'm sorry, I first did the timer, and then I rearranged my phone and I turned them all black, all the icons, so that they wouldn't like pop out at me. And I rearranged it so that I wasn't like so focused on grabbing the icon. And then I decided like I still wasn't staying off it as much as I wanted to. So then I just deleted it. I got it off my phone because I want to be super intentional. But now I have to go on it on my computer, and I never sit down at my computer until it's actually time for me to be working. So I still get back to everybody. I still respond to what I need to respond to. And like life goes on. I don't have to be responding to things immediately. I can get back to them with intentional answers when it's time, but I don't have to be on my phone all the time. And it has given me back so much time in my day. So whether you have a business or not, you can get so much time back in your day when you just limit your screen time and be really aware of where you're spending it, because you could have so much more time when you start doing this. So there's a couple of different ways that I wanted to share with you on things that you might want to consider if you want to do this. And I really encourage you to maybe even write some things down and see how you're feeling, see how much time you're spending, and really use it as an experiment to see how much better you feel and what changes you start seeing. So, a few different ways that you could limit your own screen time is to put your phone away somewhere out of reach. It's also to turn it on silent or turn off all of your notifications. And if you have like emergency calls that you need to come through, you can certainly do that. But I turned off all of my notifications and my phone is on silent pretty much like 99% of the time. It is like completely silent and I don't even have the little notification bubbles that pop up. Like I don't have any of that stuff on there. I have to actually open an app to be able to see it when it's time for me to do it, just so that it doesn't catch my attention. Like I don't know what's wrong with my brain, but that's what happens to me. I have to like remove it completely. Another thing that you could do is to change the color of the icons or to rearrange your home screen to keep yourself needing to really think about it before you actually go to open it. If it's not where it always is, it gives you a little bit of a delay rather than just opening it before you even realize what you're doing. Another thing is that if that doesn't keep you off, just delete the apps when you're not using them, because then you have to be really super intentional. Like if you want to go on Instagram, you have to actually go and download it and then log in to be able to check it. And that like prevents you from just randomly opening it and getting caught into the scrolling. Another way that you can do is to set your time limits. Now, these are a couple of different ways you could do it. You can download apps that actually lock you out. You can also set screen time limits within apps. So like even on Instagram or Facebook, I think you can go into the settings and actually set your limits and it will like pop up a notification to tell you you're out of time. But I think with mine, if I remember right, it allowed me to add additional time and that's what I kept doing. So it didn't work for me, but if that works for you, you could try that. Another way is to actually like physically set a timer. So this could be a couple of different ways. You could either say, you know, I'm not going to go on my phone. I'm not going to touch my phone for, and I'm saying phone, but any screen you could use this for. You could say, I'm not going to touch my phone screen, whatever, for 2 hours. And then you set a timer for 2 hours. And in that 2 hours, you can't touch it. And that is a weird feeling, let me tell you, because you just feel drawn to it. And it is hard not to touch it if you are super addicted, especially in the beginning, but it does get easier. I can tell you that. Another way you could do it is that when you know that you're going to go on and you want intentional time, but you know, you're probably going to get sucked into something, set your timer. So whether it is, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, set your timer with how much time you are okay with being on your phone. And then once you set that timer, then go on, do what you need to do. And when that timer goes off, you shut it down. So prioritize what is most important to get on and get done, and then get off so that you can limit it. Another way is to like, if you're going to be on social media, but you do have that really big addiction to always just open it, consider like permanently deleting them off of your phone and only using them on the computer, because then you have to actually take the time to sit at your computer and go in and check all of your messages and do the scrolling. A lot of people are not as addicted to the scrolling on a computer as they are on a phone. So it's a little bit easier to be more aware and limit that time when it's not just in your hand and you're sitting on the couch randomly. Like that is a big thing. And just like clearing out that home screen so that all of those things that constantly pull your attention, even without you realizing it, aren't so accessible. So those are some of the ways that I think would help if you are trying to limit your screen time. But I do strongly, strongly encourage you to take a look at this, be really honest with yourself, look at how much time you're spending on your screen right now, and decide what changes you want to make to help limit that. And if this is something you struggle with, I can guarantee you that if you start making these changes, it's going to be really hard at first. But when you start seeing the progress, you are going to feel so much better and you won't be as tired, you won't be as stressed, and you will start feeling less overwhelmed when you start making these changes. Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life.
The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.